David Parker, why did you feel you wanted to take part in this year's Holocaust Memorial Day?
Well, I feel it's very important to pass on to the younger generation at the schools in the local area of Kingston the story of my parents' generation who fled from Central Europe, eventually to the UK.
And how many children take part in the programme?
Altogether, between the two synagogues, the Liberal Synagogue and the Orthodox Synagogue in Kingston, 1,500 children pass through the two synagogues during that week.
And which are some of the schools that take part?
The school that I generally speak to is Holy Cross School, and it's a girls' school, and we speak to 13 to 14-year-olds.
And what sort of questions do they ask?
Well, they're very interested in the whole surroundings of how it was possible to get into the UK. In my mother's case, she was a doctor in Vienna and she got a student nurse's visa. In my father's case, he had a very circuitous route via Africa to get eventually to the UK as an interpreter in the British Army.
And do you think that the children should be given more education, especially at the moment, about what happened in the past?
Yes, I think it's very important for them to learn not to be bystanders and for them to value the morals of being fair and not discriminating, etc., etc.
And do you think any lessons have been learnt from the past?
I think, yes, that our message has penetrated because the children are very moved at the end of the process. The Holocaust Memorial lectures in Kingston end with a candle lighting ceremony, and this really seems to affect the children deeply.
Thank you very much.